Amnesty International says some 24 people in Gaza were deliberately killed by fellow Palestinians during last year's war between Hamas and Israel. In a report issued this week, Amnesty blamed the killings on Hamas, which runs Gaza. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, those killed were accused of being collaborators, that is, spies for Israel, many while awaiting trial. A warning, this piece contains sounds of violence.
During the chaos of last summer's war, Wahab al-Wadia buried his 34-year-old son, Adli.
We took him to the cemetery and buried him next to my father. He had been shot about 100 times, one shot in the eye.
Wadia's son wasn't killed by an Israeli tank or a bomb. He had been serving time in a Hamas-run prison inside the Gaza Strip since 2010. His brother, Amr Wadia, says he tried to find out who was responsible for Adli's death.
After Adli was killed, I went to the prison and asked an official, "Where is my brother?" He said, "Internal security came and took him." I said, "He was in your custody. How can others come and take him?" He said, "Internal security can take anybody, anytime."
Adli Wadia was among a group of 11 men Amnesty International says were taken from prison and shot at a police station a few days before the war ended late last August. All were accused of collaborating with Israel. Among Palestinians, collaborators are widely seen as traitors. They're subject to trial, and if their actions led to the deaths of Palestinians, they can face the death penalty themselves. But human rights groups say the accusation is also used to settle political scores. Wahab Wadia believes Hamas labeled his son a collaborator because he was active in a rival political military group.
His lawyer proved he had never killed or turned in any Palestinian. Plus, my son told me he was innocent but tortured into giving a confession. They tied his arms behind his back and hung him in the air.
Amnesty International says these executions under the cover of conflict could amount to war crimes. Hamas said it wasn't responsible for the executions detailed by Amnesty, but accused collaborators still in prison in Gaza say they've seen this happen before. Last September, with permission from Hamas authorities, I visited Katiba Prison in Gaza City, the section where accused collaborators are kept. I spoke with inmates unsupervised in a dim, out-of-the-way room. One, who gave his name as Naeem, said he was arrested in 2008 and confessed to helping Israel after being physically and emotionally abused in prison. In 2012, during an 8-day war between Hamas and Israel, he says Hamas security forces took several accused collaborators, including him, out of the prison and kept them elsewhere for 5 days.
On the 6th day, they took some men with them. They left me and another man. They executed the men they took away. Then they drove me back to prison. I said, "Why are you putting me back in jail? Am I accused of anything?"
Naeem believed the fact Hamas did not kill him then proved his innocence. Naeem was cleared and released from prison in March. But in this murky world of collaboration, there are always questions about who is really serving whom. As I spoke with a second inmate, a guard started beating a prisoner nearby. The inmate I was interviewing said this wasn't torture for a confession, just a guard mad at a prisoner for something. "And don't panic," he said. "This happens all the time." This inmate asked that his name not be made public. During last summer's war, he says he saw more than a dozen men taken from this prison where they were awaiting charges or appealing sentences. They were among those Amnesty says were shot and killed.
"I knew them. I think one or two were collaborators. The rest had made a lot of mistakes, but weren't collaborators."
Whether they were or were not, human rights advocates say someone needs to answer for killing them. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.